Subis, per Exein Mishneh. Hamad is ishtish leterach levesa ebel or levesa Mishneh. Again, the pasht of the Mishneh is he asks her that she's not allowed to go to these places, not to a Beis Ovel, Bimenachem Ovel, or to a Chasna, to a Simcha. Yetziv itin ksuba, they should know before now it's unacceptable. You're closing her off of a social life, Samela, you can't ask her, therefore yetziv itin ksuba. And here you have the same problem. How could he ask her? So the Gemara is going to give the same akimta that what's going on over here is that she made the nether. She asked herself, Bahanoas Tashmish, Im Elech Lebeis Ovel Lebeis HaMishnah. So, Memela, when he was not Mefer, and he was Mekayim, it's as if he asked her up, and therefore Yaitzvi Yitin Ksuba. If the reason why he was Mekayim the nether, he says because there's a chash by him, that those places, there's grounds to say that there are Prutzim there, and he wants to keep her away from those places. So then he has a right to Rashai. There's a Tesefes Knech over here, in that if he's saying that he was Mekayim, he could have been Mefer, it's a nether obviously that has to do with something that he could be Mefer, it's not Benoi Veno, so what it is Nidra Inu Nefesh? Chayr is not Inu Nefesh. So the Rishonim explained, other Rishonim explained, that Memela, it has to be the way we just explained that he's Tehle B'Tashmish. So therefore, it's Nidre Nedarim Shebeinu Leveino. Lemaisa the Noisekem, the Taz, the Shach, and Yeredeh, Simreish Lamed Hei, it's Rishonim on the blot. They hold that this Bechlal Inu Nefesh because going, participating in events that are the basics, that's something that a person needs. The Rishonim even bring the Pasuk, Beisa Evel, Mdechsiv, Achai Yitin Aliboy. Smell, that's a need for a person, and Memela, it's Nidir Idin Nefesh. Omalo, Al Menashe Tomri Leploini Masha Martli. Loshna the Mishnah is not the same thing as Hamadir is Ishtoi. So over here is Omalo, he told her. What's the context? And the Mefarshim understand what it means is over here is that the Isha was Noideris, and the husband was Mefer. She made some neder that he could be Mefer, either it's Inu Nefesh or Dvarm Shemineh Leveno. He was Mefer, but he made the Afara contingent on her doing something that would be completely out of character, something that she's not going to do. That you have to say over to somebody something very private between the two of us. The woman's going to be very embarrassed. She's not going to say it. So basically, he's confining her to the nether. So that's the same thing as him answering her. Oy masha amarti loch, either what you told me or what I told you, or shatei memalo ma'oro la'ashpo. Gemara's two lashonis over here, what it means, memalo ba'ofer, la'ashpa. One pshat is a loshon nekiyah, ma'or la'ashpa is that after tashmish, she should do a pu'ula to be moitzi mirachmo, the zera, and she should be misaber. It's a form of hashchosa zera, and she has a right to not find that acceptable because she wants to have children. That's one pshat. The other pshat is taken to do some kipshutim. Memala ma'or ba'ashma is to take bottles of water and to pour it into the garbage. To do something modna where it looks like a ma'isa shaitish. Not mechuyif to do that and embarrass herself and take away any self-respect. So therefore, either way, what he's doing is he's abusing her and therefore yaitziv yitin ksubo. Vashtetzach that she doesn't have to continue living with him in that way. Now there's an akud over here that's very choshev in the first part of this seifa al menat shetem milaploini. That he could be Mefer Bitnai. That's what it sounds like. I'm an Asa Loshen Tnai. That he could be Mefer Neder Bitnai is a very good shaila how that works. Why is that? The Gemara Dafayin Dalit over here makes a klal. Kol Milsu the lesser b'shlichus lesser bitnai. Anything that doesn't have a din of shlichus is lesser bitnai. That's a basic rule in Hilchos Tnoim. Gerish and Kedushin, where a person could be Megarish, Mekadish, Aideh Shliach. The same way, we'll say it over the way Rabbi Senu Achronim said over this Klal, the same way these Chaloisin are B'koyach of the person that he could give it over, he could give over power of attorney to somebody else. Koyach HaGerishin is something that's B'yad HaBali, he could give it over to somebody else to make the Gerishin for him, to shaft the Gerishin for him. K'sivus HaGet, he could give it over to somebody else, that would be considered a good get. So, Memela, if it's Bekoi Choi to give over b'shlichus, therefore it's isa b'tnai. Yibum and chalitza, the Gemara says, a person can be chalitza yidei shliach. Chalitza is not a koyach that you give over to somebody else. Chalitza is a maisa that where the yovam is chalitz, it's chal, and it's mafkir the zika. Yibum is not something you can do all yidei somebody else. So Memela, since that's true, Memela, it's not a zach that he can hand over to somebody else, therefore he can't put tnoim in to make, if like this, then it's chal, if not like that, then it's not chal. And the shaila is that hafora is not clear in the Gemara that one can make hafora al yidei shliach. If one cannot make hafora al yidei shliach, l'cho'oira, one cannot make a tnai in the hafora. This is a famous kashrub, kiveg and tshuva memches. It's also Reb Kiva Eger on the Tosfos Mishnayos over here on the way we read the Mishnah. David said, Tanai in the Hafora, L'chayra kol milsa d'lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tanai. And if you read the Mishnah that's going on the Neder itself, a Tanai in the Neder, what's Shaykh Tanai b'Neder? So Rabbi Seinu Havi Yisoid really starts from Ramban above a Basukuv Chavov. The one is Mayrach on it is Reb Nochum and other Achrayim. That you're talking that Tanai works differently in the dinim that we just mentioned, Gerish and Kiddush and Kinyonim, from the way it works in the Dharm. Why is that? When a person does a Maisa, Gerish and Kiddush, he does that Maisa. Be'etzem, there's no such thing as doing a Gerish, if yeah, if not. A Maisa Gerish is a Maisa Gerish. A person writes a get, and it's a kosher get, and he gives over that get to his wife, finished. It's chal. And if he doesn't want to give it, then it's not a gerushin. What's this business of giving a get and making the chalois of the get contingent on something to be named later? So this is a chiddush akro, mishpatei atnoim, and it has to be done in certain ways. Masha'enkein by a neder, it doesn't have to be chal in a certain way. A neder is whatever a person wants. A neder, a person's creating a reality of his own design. Whatever he says, that's what's chal, that's what he has to keep. So the way Reb Nochum says it is, when a person makes a neder with a tnai, it's not the pshat, there's a neder and there's a tnai. The etzem neder is called two parts. It's, you know, the word in English would be if-then. A neder with a tnai is an if-then. The neder is either you reveal compromising information or you're also in. It goes together. They're both parts of the neder itself. Since a neder is a zak which is bedibur ba'alma, memela doesn't need the regular mishpatei atnoim. Therefore, it doesn't have to be midin tnai. The lashon of the rishonim is tnai milsa achriti. It's the lashon of the rosh. Milsa achriti, when you're talking about a maisa gerushin, a maisa kinyan, the tnai is not part of the maisa. It's something else. Therefore, it has to be set up in a way where, oh, you're the bailam on that thing, so you control it. Kilu, you're the pilot, so you can drive it in the way you want it. You have to be the pilot. Mashenga ben neder, that's part of the neder. It doesn't need mishpatei atnoim. It's important also because the sugya is a famous raid where there's a sugya in Nozir Daf Yud Aleph where the Gemara talks about making nazirus al yidei shliach, and Tosfos asks, what happened to kol milsa d'lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tnai? And Tosfos explains why Nozir maybe does have a kiyum of shlichus, and Reb Kiva Eger asks the same kashya l'nashas. The teretz is nice teretz for Nozir, but what are you going to do about Nedarim? Nedarim is definitely a kumbus of the less of a shlichus, less of a tnai. And the answer, like we're saying, is that neder is not the pshat to regular halacha of tnai. The neder, the tnai of the neder, is part and parcel of the neder itself. Nazirus, you wouldn't say that, because Nazirus is a specific chalois that has to be chal in a certain oifen, however the Torah established it. For you to go ahead and to make a tnai is definitely a milsa achriti. It's not part of the Nazirus itself. Nazirus is chal with a certain surah, the way the Torah was kaveh the halachos of Nazirus. The tanai can only be looked at as a milsa achriti, therefore you need the regular dinim. It has to be isa b'shlichus, and that's what Tosfos is talking about. That's how Reb Nochum is miyashiv, the kasha of Reb Kiva Eger over there.